This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Tuesday, October 30th, 2018. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. You can also subscribe and listen to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest, Akilah Mimi Benjamin of The Fuller Side of Things, served as an MC, host, body positive advocate, motivational speaker, plus model, and her most popular role as a social media correspondent. With an infectious spirit and a keen sense of what it means to mobilize others, Mimi takes her role seriously, all while empowering everyone to be the best version of themselves. She gives her backing to any cause with the objective of being and the empowerment of people, and puts her money where her mouth is, supporting numerous community service organizations. She also spends time promoting her own anti-bullying campaign, Advocate for You. And through this initiative, Mimi puts her pumps to the pavement, spreading body positivity and self-advocacy. You can catch her traveling city to city on a mission to unify, mentor, and inspire others through her newest venture, the Network Your Ass Off Tour. Let's welcome Mimi to the show. Hey.
First of all, that was like the best greeting I've ever had in my life. Hey, girl.
Hey, well, I'm so excited to talk with you today and learn all about your tour. But let's start from the beginning. Now, you were in the plus community a while before you decided to get active with your brand. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I was kind of like the background noise. I was like some fake socialite, going to all the events and everything like that, because I worked for Fashion to Figure for a while, and they had just started to grow in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia market. So that's where I met a lot of people. That's where my passion really started to grow because, you know, I mean, going to a plus-size store and having great service is almost like going to a bar. So you're talking to the bartender, you're spilling all your insecurities, and they're helping you. So that's exactly what I did when I was working for them. And then I just grew a passion because I saw how many people, like, their lives were changing just by a simple conversation, great service, and, you know, through fashion, no matter your size, you honestly can be encouraged if you have the right person encouraging you.
So was the turning point for you when you decided to get active and step out and promote yourself when you had your weight loss surgery?
No, so it was way before that. And you know what's funny? This is where, you know, and I love talking about it because I'm not like ashamed of it. A lot of people are like, well, how can you be a body positive advocate if you got weight loss surgery? I was in a relationship. I was in a very toxic relationship back then. And I was about 300 plus pounds. And I remember, you know, wanted to lose weight for my partner. And, I mean, I was trying to please this person. I was like, you know, please, you know, what's wrong with me, everything like that. And I lost 100 pounds, what we call naturally. And I was so unhappy, even with me losing that weight naturally. And I tell people, you got to, whatever avenue you take, make sure you take it for yourself. So I started to, after that hurt, after being cheated on, abused, and everything of that sort, that's when I started to be like, you know what, if you can overcome this, you can empower other people to do that. So the weight loss surgery came later on when I had went through a bad depression, and I was my highest weight, 410 pounds. So I was bedridden. I was using a cane. I couldn't work. I didn't have PTO time at my job. So that was a decision I made for me, which versus, it's so funny because people think that I just kind of copped out when it was honestly, I didn't care that I was bigger. Look, I was getting more play than I was when I was bigger, but I made that choice for me because I honestly could not function. I couldn't walk, and they told me that either it was going to be like lose weight rapidly or get back surgery because I had a lot of problems. So I made that decision way later on, you know, when it came, you know, versus, you know, being a part of the advocacy of body positivity. That's why I advocate for people. I don't care what you do, as long as you do it for yourself.
And you just mentioned you had a bout with depression, and that's something that you advocate for, too, is mental health. Now, tell us about your experience with mental health.
It's one of those things where in our community it's so taboo. And it's so, now there's a lot more people advocating for it, which is awesome. But when I was a teenager in the middle school and going into high school, it was like, oh, she's just being dramatic. And I love my mom and I love everybody in my family. They're so supportive. But back then it was so taboo that when I was, you know, voicing these things and when I was having, you know, my suicidal thoughts and my, you know, deep depression and had no one to talk to, I started to transition into I called myself a liar because I was walking around pretending that I was so happy, but I would walk into a room, oh my God, you're life to the party, but nobody had an idea that maybe 20 minutes before that I was just like delusionally like crazy and upset and, you know, crying so bad. And so I decided to stop no matter what. Either they're going to support me, they're going to advocate with me, or I'm just going to, you know, just distance myself from everybody. So thank God that I had those people like, okay, look, she really is going through something. Let's get her some help. And it's so crazy because just me just talking on social media, I've had so many people reach out to me and tell me how, you know, I prevented them from committing suicide. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, wow.
That's why I know. And that's heavy because I remember there was a time when I didn't have anybody. There was no face of that. It might have been here and there, but there was nobody. There was no face of it. So I love that there's so many people speaking up about mental health issues and how, like, I mean, look at Robin Williams. That was one of the most, I mean, he was just so spirited and you felt his love through his acting and things like that. And look what happened. So people need to understand that depression doesn't always look sad and gloomy. Sometimes they look happy. They're wearing bright colors. They're the party. They're the life of the party. So I want people to understand that if someone reaches out to you or if they say that they're going through something, support them. Don't laugh at them. Don't brush them off. And that's what I'm advocating people. And that's why I'm not ashamed to say that I suffer from manic depression, bipolar disorder, because it doesn't define me. It's just something that I live with that I overcome every day.
So how do you manage it? Do you go to therapy? Do you have to take medication? How can you manage it?
I do all the above. Yeah, I do all the above because I want, you know, I don't get me wrong, it was all definitely trial and error, because another thing that happens is when you start to take medication, you start to feel better. Man, I don't need this medication, and you go off.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned that, you know, I learned that you cannot do that. You have to stay course and don't be ashamed of it, because I was ashamed taking medication. I was like really ashamed. Not me, not the one that's the life of the party. And, you know, I kind of got into my own head. I didn't even forget everybody else getting into my head. I got into my own head. So all of those things, and I'm very expressive. Like when I'm not feeling well, I make sure that I reach out to people. I have a list of people that understand what I'm going through, and then they will never brush me off. And I definitely make sure that I take my me time, because when I turn manic, there's no turning it off sometimes. So it has to easily, you know, kind of dissolve. So that's why I definitely take my steps into me. And I have coping mechanisms. So I taught myself triggers and how to, you know, overcome those triggers when that happens. So I definitely have trained myself over the 30 years of how to cope with it and self-soothe, because a lot of times also what you're looking for is other people to soothe you, when self-soothing is also a really good coping mechanism.
So once you decided that I want to be a part of the plus industry, I'm going to create a brand, I'm going to promote myself, what was your biggest obstacle getting started?
People laughed at me. People thought it was the funniest thing. You know what? When it came to the taking pictures, everybody loved that part. But when I started to be like, I'm trying to look around, I'm like, okay. Because I don't like to use the word, like the phrase oversaturated. But in the plus industry right now, a lot of people are doing the same things in their own unique way. And I don't think it can ever be oversaturated as long as people, you know, could continue to apply their own uniqueness to it. So I just started going to this event, and I'm just thinking to myself, I go to the page, and I'm like, there's no coverage. What's going on with this? So I was like, well, you know, I started begging people. I'll never forget the first couple of people I asked. I started begging people because I saw my pictures were starting to get a little noticed. I was like, oh, yes, I got 50 likes. And I was just so excited from that. So I started begging people. I said, man, let me take over your social media. Girl, that's not a real thing. I'm like, man, they do it. Come on, let me take over your social media. And then the very first person social media I took over, and I tell her all the time, Ray, she's a model, Ray Nicole Davis, that's my baby, that's my friend, and she has a blog, Curvy Road to Runway, and I took it over because they did their blog launch at a store, Fashion a Figure. And I remember doing it, and I mean, something just woke up in me. I said, yo, this is hot. I love this. I love when I went on their page. They had coverage. They had all of these things. And I was like, wait, this is a real thing. And then the next person I did was District of Curves with Mickey. And that's how I was named. And he probably doesn't even know this, but he taught me like the professional side of it as far as the name, the label, social media correspondent. I said, I like that. Instead of me doing the Full Side of Things takeover, you know, and then from there, it just boomed. I started to learn about my clients' impressions as far as their analytics. I studied them. I saw, you know, when I did take over their page, I saw, you know, when their impressions jumped this, who did it reach, what their clients like. I do my research on every single client. So when I take over their social media, it's not about me. Every time I do a coverage on a client, I make sure that it parallels with their brand. And I mean, people used to laugh me out when I reached out to them. And then I started to get more notice and more notice. And then one of my biggest clients, I did the Curvy Fashionista Style Expo with Marie.
Yes.
Oh, yep, that's how I met you. And I was like, first of all, your energy is amazing. Please don't ever lose that, honey, because that, I mean, your energy is awesome. Awesome. And that is not, and it was genuine. So I just had to put that plug in. I've always wanted to tell you that too. I think I'll probably tell you that every time I see you. But what I noticed about that was a different caliber, because that was a couple of days. So I knew I had to step my game up. So that taught me a lot as well. So shout out to those three people who, you know, helped me get to those next level. And then my biggest client was the Amber Rose Slutwalk. And when I say that, told me like, oh, nah, you got this, because it taught me so much about fast pace. It taught me about how it's not about me, it's about the client, because I learned those things before, but that was on a different scale. And I remember telling them my story. They kind of brushed me off. They said, okay, cool, we'll let you do social media, fine, you know, whatever. And then next thing you know, they was like, they was kind of, oh, she's just doing social media. And then maybe halfway through the first day, they was introducing me. This is our social media correspondent, because they saw the quick turnaround of the content that I was posting and how consistent and how professional I was. And then afterwards, they told me that they never had this before. Out of the years they've been doing it, I contributed to over 1 billion social media impressions.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah. And they was like, yeah, so she has to come back. So I'm a part of that family now, because, you know, I was resilient, and I let people laugh at me. I let everyone laugh at me. And I told them, you know, now those people that laughed at me, of course, want me to work with them. And they didn't burn a bridge, but I just always remember, that's why I tell people, stay true to who you are, no matter how much people will laugh at you. Because, look, now there's all these social media correspondents. And
right.
I'm like, yes, girl, come on, let's get this money, because I'm not against it. You know, it actually makes me feel good that there's a lane created. Not saying that I was the very first one, but I like that, you know, people are more exposed to something like this, and it's not a joke. This is a serious thing. Social media is everything.
And another thing that you're outspoken about on your social media is people in the industry being nice to each other, especially newcomers. Now, was that an obstacle you had, that some that had been in the industry in a while kind of turned their nose up at you?
That's why I like you, because you are very observant. I always liked you, just so you know. I've been following you for a long time. But you know what? I started to know. Now, when I first started going to the events, I would tell certain people, and I'm not going to put anybody out there, they know who they are.
Right.
I would talk to certain people, I'm doing social media, can I take your picture? Some of them were extremely nasty towards me. I mean, like, extreme, like, oh, yeah, I guess. Can you hurry up? And I stay professional, because not everything is a fight. You know what I'm saying? People need to understand that you don't have to always react negatively to someone. If anything, you learn from that, and you absorb it, and you be great in your whoever you are. You don't let anybody impact you. But I've come across a lot of mean girls, and I always told myself, no matter where I go, I'm going to stay consistently nice. I'm going to try to give as much encouragement to whoever I come across, because you never know who you're talking to. So I just love the fact that I am in the plus industry. I am friends. I am like little sisters, and these people are my mentors with some of the bigger names in it because I stay consistent. While those other mean girls are still fighting, or they might get invited to an event, but you know what? They're not rubbing elbows with certain people, but they're there for, you know, because the event might need clout or whatever the case may be. But I'm over the mean girls thing because it happened now. A lot of them are nicer to me because they see me consistently at these events. But and I never held a grudge against them, and I never was like, do you know that she was an asshole towards? Oh, excuse my language. Oh wait, no. Okay. Yeah. Do you know that she was mean towards me or whatever? I never did that to them because I want them to understand that it's okay, sis. We actually in this together because no matter what, you know, you never know because I talk to a lot of brands on a corporate level. I know a lot of people. So I think that people need to understand that you never know who knows who. Be kind because you never know. I might work with you again in the future and it might be someone that's, you know, over top of you or may have a decision because I do, and we'll get into that, I understand how to network. And because my little 6,000 followers does not stop me from rubbing elbows with people who are CEOs of companies because I've had the pleasure to go sit down with these people, pick their brains, and it wasn't because of my huge followers, it's because of my kindness.
Right.
So,
well,
you
know, let's get into that. So let's talk about network your ass off. So if somebody's listening and has never heard of this event before, give us the breakdown of what the event is.
Okay, so Network Your Ass Off, and people laugh at the name, but you know I'll explain why I named it that. Network Your Ass Off is a brand building seminar. We changed it to seminar to an experience. It teaches you the fundamentals of networking. I think that networking is a lost art. And I think that people need to understand that it's bigger than you think because they might have a degree or they worked with this person, they worked with that person. They have a right to be in the room with certain people or people should come up to them and pick their brain. But I'm a believer in that you talk to the CEO and you talk to the janitor because they both know a lot of information that can enhance you and take you to the next level. So I teach you about elevator speech. We all heard the term, but how many people have an elevator speech? Girl, no lie. I talked to this girl. I asked the girl, said, I want to work with you. I said, okay, great. Simple question. What do you want to do? I said, what do you do? She took maybe about 15, 20 minutes to explain to me, you know, I do a little this, I do a little that. And I still didn't understand. And I had to, and I'm not the type of person because my event, I'm not doing it to be rich. I want to encourage people. I want to pour into people. So I had to take a second to say, hey, look, sis, I don't understand what you do. And you just took 15, 20 minutes of my time to tell me when anybody else would have been like, okay, I'll talk to you later. So she, it was a mess. And she just was like, you know, I just don't know how to explain myself or I don't know what to do. Or, for example, social media networking. I don't want you to tell me that you sell a product and I go to your page and you have you have all selfies or pictures of your kids and maybe four pictures of your product. That's not how you do it. You have to separate your business. You have to separate your pleasure. And I think that I'm teaching people that as well, how to make social connections in professional settings and how to still keep a professional, how to make professional connections in social settings. I think that people need to understand that you are your walking brand. You're an entrepreneur. You are a walking brand. You are a walking representation of your business. So professionalism is key. So that's what I teach. I teach all of those different things in my seminar, and I've had four very successful tour stops. I've had two in New York. One was during Full Figure Fashion Week. I've had one in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the first one was D.C. So, and I want to teach people that networking can get you really far. Even if you're an introvert, you don't have to be the super flamboyant person like me to be great and to tell people who you are. You can be who you are. As long as you do it with passion and confidence, you can get really far.
Now, your next event is coming up this weekend and is dedicated to the Plus community. Now, the DMV has a booming Plus community. Are the majority of your guest speakers for the event this weekend from that area?
No, we have a couple of people coming out. We have Ashley Walker. I think she's in Texas. We have Ashley Walker. We have a couple of people. I have to look at them on everything. But most of them are in the DMV. But I did Network Your Curves Off because I'm going to start to do industry-specific Network Your Ass Off events. So I'm going to do one for the music industry. I'm going to do one for the entertainment industry. I'm going to do one for, you know, medical, you know, field and things like that, just so people can, you know, get really, really tapped into their industry. and to network with people. And so networking, of course, I had to do one for the Curvy community because that's the first one, because dedicated to all the people that poured into me, and the Curvy community is where I am today. Because of where I am today, I'm here for the because of the Curvy community. So that's why I'm doing this first one. I had to do it in D.C., but I've been invited to Canada. I've been invited to Bermuda. And I'm just like, whoa, this is happening. So, you know, I'm excited for this tour to continue. And when I'm going to do more of the Network Your Curves Off in different cities. But, yep, the first one is in D.C. There's almost 100 people that's going to be in attendance who bought tickets who are participating. So I'm super excited about this event. I got some goodies. I got some people I'm honoring
at
this
event.
Are
tickets still available?
There's only 5 tickets left. I ain't selling no more tickets. And I went from one venue to the next venue to my final venue that can hold up to 200 people. So I only have about 5 tickets available, which I'm, you know, I would love to open for more. But at this point, I got, you know, my swag bags and everything because, I, you know, I try to pour into people. And I'm so excited that I'm working with Cardija. She is a photographer, KZW Photography, Capture in Essence, and she's giving away free headshots for the VIP tickets, because people also need to be a little bit more professional when they present themselves, especially if they want to present themselves on, you know, to different corporations or different people. I don't want to see a selfie all the time. And you can't always, and then when you have announcements, you can't always give a selfie or something like that. And I understand that sometimes that's costly, because I even gave out scholarships for this event. I said, you cannot afford it. Please hit me up. I do not want you to feel like you cannot accomplish your dreams because you can't afford it. Because somebody has to pour into you. So I gave away about 10 free tickets for this event.
And you said you were honoring people this weekend. Who you're honoring?
Yes. I'm honoring. They don't know it's a surprise. They're showing up. So I'm excited to surprise them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited to surprise them. I got some, you know, I got some tricks up my sleeves. I had, you know, just told them, oh, yeah, you should come out, you know, for X, Y, and Z. Or just, you know, told them, hey, girl, what's up? How you doing? But these are people that I've seen behind the scenes that don't get a lot of recognitions, but they just, they go hard. They go hard in the Plus community, and I want people to know who they are. They're probably going to kill me, but people need to understand these are people that poured into me. They're going to kill me. I already know. I know one in particular. She's going to probably strangle me afterwards. But there's so many people that help out with logistically and don't get a lot of praise. So I want to make sure that I shout them out, because, you know, when I do social media, I see everything. You know, so
right.
I'm backstage, I'm looking like, oh, dang, that's pretty awesome. And they give a lot of their time, their spare time to help these events become successful. So it's time for them to be honored.
Now, do you have some sponsors we should shout out? I know you probably
Absolutely.
Don't have the list in front of
that.
You.
No. I have a couple of sponsors. Well, for Network Your Ass Off, the event is powered by Paranda Davis, the celebrity credit beast. And when I say personally, she has given me personal hope, because I, you know, went into this with a 400 credit score because I screwed my credit up, and I'm unashamed about it. And she's got me climbing like a couple of 100 points. So she's the truth, and she's powerful, and she's encouraging. So she powers my event. So you guys, please follow her, the Celebrity Credit Beast, on Instagram, and I'll write it up down here. But for Network Your Curves Off, I have a bunch of sponsors. I have 21 Square. They just came on as a sponsor. Jonathan was amazing. His company is amazing with what they're providing. They're providing a selfie station as well, some treats and some giveaways. And then I have District of Curves with Mickey Leon. And, you know, that's like the one that named me, social media correspondent. He's always been going hard for the DMV area and producing one of the biggest shows that we have in the area. So he came on as a sponsor. And my media sponsor, which I'm super, super pumped about, is Queen Size Magazine. Tawanda and her team, Philip and Sheena, I'm just so excited about having them on. And they're raffling off a free photo shoot in New York. You have to get your own transportation, but look, New York up the street. New York is accessible to everybody, okay? You get a free photo shoot for two people, and you get featured in the magazine. Like,
nice.
What? And they're doing a photo special, which you could possibly, depends on that sledge, you could possibly be featured in the magazine. So I got some amazing, amazing people that's partnering with me on this, because my goal for the whole tour is I say unify, mentor, and inspire. And that is UMI because we call my grandmother Umi, which means mother. So it's dedicated to her. And she always encouraged us to unify people, mentor, and inspire them into their greatness. So everybody that I partner with, I mean, they have become a part of the mission. And it's such a blessing to see this manifest because I never thought that it would go this big. I know it was going to be helpful, but I mean, it's getting global at this point. I'm so excited to help so many people, you know, just guide them into their greatness. So many people are so, even if you started your business 2 days ago or 20 years ago, you could still change the dynamic and be great, bigger and better. But people need the encouragement these days.
Yes. So the event is this weekend. It is definitely going to be a sold out event. Do you have anything else coming up that we should know about or we need to look out for?
Yes, I'm going to drop the tour dates for 2019. I'm hoping to partner with some plus size events that I've already done social media for to add network your curves off. Because another thing people need to understand, you spend hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars to travel to these events, from your wardrobe to the marketing material to your transportation to your whatever. Why not maximize? I want to make sure that when you go into that event, you feel confident, you have all the tools you want. So I would love to partner with some events. So by the end of the event, people didn't just go to shop or they didn't go home like, damn, I wish I would have talked to this person. I wish I would have talked to that person. Because a lot of people did that with me. They're like, man, you was in a room with the same person. How the heck did I miss, you know? You got to maximize your networking. So I'm hoping to team up with a lot of events so I can, you know, push forward and add these networking, you know, seminars onto the beginning of the event so people can be great. So stay tuned for the 2019 tour. I'm hoping to partner with a lot of other events for Network Your Ass Off. So, you know, I'll release everything very soon, which I'm super excited about.
And if somebody is listening and wants to be involved and wants to work with you, how's the best way to get in touch with you?
So a couple of things. You can DM me. I'm always on my social media because I do social media. It's The Fuller Side of Things, The Fuller Side of Things. Or you can always email me at thefullersideofthings@gmail.com. No, wait, thefullersideofthings@gmail.com. You can always email me if you want a partner, you want Network Your Ass Off to come to your city. I have a media kit to get the details of it. We can always partner. We could do some amazing things. It's time for us to get people together and encourage them to be amazing, because everyone can be amazing.
And do you have an official website we should know about?
Yes, fullersideofthings.com. So it's without the thud, so it's fullersideofthings.com.
Well, awesome. I'm so glad I had a chance to speak with you today. I'm so proud of you and everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
Keep up the success, sister.
Thank you. And can we talk? Look, you know I got to say something. First of all, you are everywhere. Every time I see an announcement flyer with you, I'm like, you understand? I just sit there and I snap. I'm not even exaggerating. So congratulations on all your success. You are also somebody that I look up to, that I stay encouraged. When I talk about branding, you are somebody I always talk about, because I have a list of people that I show people, like, this is what you can do. This is how you can do it. Stay branded, stay consistent. So I just want you to know that you are definitely one of my mentors, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you. So I know I got to be a part of your event one day. We're going to have to talk about it.
Oh, honey. Because you, where you at? I'm coming down. You already know.
I'm
you
in
already
Louisiana.
Know that's happening. You don't know where you at, girl. I'm coming. You don't even understand how that's already on 2019 and we're going to talk. Oh, trust me, girl, please.
All right, girl. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening. And again, congrats with everything. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
And thank you to my guest this evening, Akila Mimi Benjamin, for being on the show. Make sure you follow her on all of her social media pages to keep up to date with everything she has going on. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
Been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.